existence alone. That must be. How can deny existence alone? It is not possible. Now if you are convinced that there is God, then the next question will be, what is that God? Is he a living being or a stone? What is the nature of God? What are the features of God? Whether he has so many things we have to study about. But first of all, we have to accept there is God. God, God, what kind of thing is that God? And that is called Brahma Jignasa. That is the beginning of philosophy. Adhara Brahma Jignasa. What is God? What is his nature? What is his feature? What does he do? These things can be inquired by human being. A dog cannot do. So if a human being is not interested in these things, he is a dog. Do you agree or not? If a human being is not interested to know about God, then he is God. This is our first charge. Now, let the agnostic refuse. Human life, there are varieties of living entities, there are so many. The trees are also living entities. But it is standing. It has no other capacity. The birds are there, they little improve, they're flying, they can move from one tree to another, but they have no capacity to anywhere. There are so many insects. They are also living entities. But they cannot inquire about God. It is only human being he can inquire. That particular facility is given.
Why? So,
because it is necessary.
No, I mean the difference between human being and the animals.
What?
Difference between the human being and the animal.
Why is that?
No. The first thing is that we have to accept there is God. Now, to inquire about God, this facility is given to the human being. So you must utilize it. Otherwise you are not human. Your business is by nature's creation your business. A human being, just like you dress yourself nicely, a kumbhi or dress. That is possible by the human being. An animal may have big hair, but it cannot dress. But he has no intelligence. So, if you have got intelligence, if you utilize it, then your life profit is there. If you don't utilize it, then you remain lower grade animal. So in the human form of life, the privilege is that he can inquire about God. He can understand about God. So if he does not utilize his life for that purpose, that he is animal. So Anuruddha Prabhu requires spectacle or it is?
No, they're just toy glasses.
Huh?
It's just a toy glasses. Toy.
Toy.
He does not require.
Do you require a spectacle glass?
No.
Now I'm asking you. Do you require? Yes.
Prabhupada is asking if you need those glasses.
Yes. So all this philosophy is to educate human beings to know about God. That's all. We have no other business. We are writing books on this subject matter, distributing them, educating them. We are creating preachers who can educate. This is our Krishna consciousness. Others are denying the human rights. We are giving the human rights. We are so benevolent. Suppose your father has got some money. You are a child, you do not know. But if somebody tries to hide that money or does not give you, utilize it for some other purpose. And another friend is trying to give you your father's money to his better friend. To his better friend. Who is better friend?
I don't know.
You cannot distinguish who is better friend?
Yes, I can.
Nandarani?
The man who is giving the father's wealth?
Suppose you have got your father's money. You do not know. One friend is trying to hide that money. Another friend is trying to give you that money. So who is better friend?
One who is giving, but trying to give.
Yes. Similarly, a human being has got the right to understand God. So one party is denied. And another party is trying to give. So who is better friend?
The one who is giving you the
right. So we are the best friend of the whole world. Because we are trying to give him the rightful position. Others are misleading. They are enemies. They are not friends. In the name of friends, they are enemies. One has got the right to understand God and become perfect. Go back to home, back to Godhead, and solve all problems. That is being denied. This is less than simply.
I believe in the philosophy that the Creator must be exist. But I don't know about the stories and the details that I hear from...
No, that we shall understand. First of all, we must accept that there is Creator. Then we study what is the nature of that Creator. It is like these rascals that are trying to prove that creation begins from stone, matter. Whether that is fact, whether creation begins from stone or from light, these things have to be studied. Creation, they are all accepting. But they are trying to prove that creation is from matter. So our proposition is no, creation is from life. There are two things, life and matter. These are subject matter for further studies. First of all, we must know the real Creator. The atheists, they say there is no Creator, but there is creation. Do they not? There is creation.
By chance.
Huh?
By chance.
Yeah. Anyway, by chance or by arrangement. But there is beginning, creation. Yes, they say by chance. Their argument is that Prakriti Purush, that the young woman meets by chance and the woman becomes pregnant. So this pregnancy is by chance. That is the argument. Is it not? There is no argument that by chance they met. And there is pregnancy. Is not that the argument? What is the chance argument?
So there is no controller, just...
No, there is no controller. By chance they meet. There is no controller abroad than the world. By chance they can.
Things just combine by chance,
yes,
and develop.
There is no question of controller. That is their theory.
By accident.
By accident.
It was
accidentally created. They met, and there is pregnancy, and there is a child. Production. Creation. That is their life. Or what is other argument? So far I know, the atheistic is not that philosophy. No, I forget it. What is the theory of how Devotee Putra?
Sankhya?
Atheistic Sankhya. Yes, atheistic Sankhya. This is atheistic Sankhya. Kivarnat kama hetukam. Find out.
Let me see.
16th chapter, I think. Jagadahu Adisharam, Kimannat Pavahin. What is that? Asattam ma pratishtante. Jagadahu Adisharam. Kimannat Pavahin.
Asatcham apatishtante jagadahu anisharam aparasparam sambhutam kimanya kamahai tukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
This is excellent. Excellently there is sex desire. And something is produced. There is still, they cannot say causeless. Because here it is said, kama hetu kama. The lusty desire was there. So the lusty desire is the cause. You cannot say causeless. That is not possible. Aparaspara sambhutam. Two. Man or no man means aparaspara sambhutam. Para, apara. But kama hetukam. You cannot say causeless. Then you have to search out where from this lusty desire came. Okay. That is darshan. Find out one cause after another, Then you'll find sarvakarna karma. If you go on searching out, you have to find out this cause, because you are saying the kama hetu kama, the lusty desire is the cause, nothing else. But if you are a philosopher, then you must find out where from the lusty desire.
Comes from a certain combination of material and reason.
That's all right, but there means cause after cause you have to find how the combination fails. And that is called philosophy. One searching out, Then you find sarvakaranaka. We say that kama hetu kama, that desire is there in Krishna. And therefore, you are part and parcel of Krishna, that desire has come to you. You see, Krishna is dealing with gopis, with ananani, exactly like young man, young woman. The kama hetu kama is there. It is not 50 cells. It has come down. Then Mahadasya Jatha. Aham Mahadirhide. Bhakta sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, the kama also, you have to accept it. This Krishna says, Bhakta sarvam pravartate. Whatever you have got, that is from me. Aham sarvasya prabhavam. You cannot say the kama is independent. That's not fact. It is coming from Krishna. Krishna says everything, the kama is also coming from. In another place, Krishna says that matta smriti jnanam apohane. It cannot be independent. The kama hetu kama, the man and woman, lusty desire, That is also coming from Krishna. You cannot finish the subject matter as simply karma here because. Where from is karma here? Krishna answers that. Matta sarvagrama. What is that? Sarvasya chahavaridhi sannivishtya. Matta smriti jnana vapo. Krishna is situated in both the boys and the girls' heart. So Krishna is giving, he wanted to enjoy, now here is opportunity to take it. Then Krishna becomes the God. Matta smriti jnana mapsati. He wanted young girl, here is. Young and a young boy, here is. Matta smriti. Therefore is Sarvakarmaka. Ishara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadidadi Guru, Sarvakarma. So even if you say, you must not come ahead of God, still you have to accept God. There is no escape.
Well, they say that the material universe is causeless.
And material universe is caused by you.
Well, they say that that's causeless, there's nothing beyond it.
No, how it can be? Material. Suppose matter, now this food, is that matter? Where from it has come?
Well, the bed.
Oh, not well, first of all, study this. Where from this wood has come?
From a tree.
Yeah, where from the tree has come?
From the ground.
That's all.
So the material elements are already
Diyo,
there.
And Diyo Diyo Diyo. Diyo. You sow the seed, then you come up to tree, and from the tree there will be big trunk, and you cut the tree, then you will.
No, that's all right, that's agreed.
But that is intelligence, that right from the tree has come.
But this has been going on eternally.
But the material elements are there, and they just evolve into different shapes and forms.
Eternally. That's all right, but the origin, creation is there.
No, it's internally been going on.
Eternally is going on, but the process is here. Eternally man is born. That means you are not born by your father. Your father, eternally born. You must have particular knowledge.
The whole thing is self.
Don't talk like that. Eternally is not eternally father gives birth, that's a fact. But there must be father. Eternally, father is giving birth to a child, that's a fact. Eternally, birth is going on, that does not mean denying the father. The father is the cause. Nature's law is going on eternally. That is the fact.
But if the material elements are there, and they're...
We are talking of the process. Things are going on eternally, there is no doubt about it. The process is also eternal, but we have to study the process.
That's their argument, that the process is just happening by itself. There's no father. That's, they said the process is that the elements are just there.
And there's no father. He had no father. The Ruskin was talking. He has no father. Immediately beating his shoes. The Ruskin, you are talking, you have got your father, Matthew.
But
beating his shoes. Immediately. On his mouth.
They say for a plant, there's ground is necessary, water is necessary, seed is necessary,
yeah.
Air is necessary. So why is it that there is only one God?
If only one, everything is coming.
Why isn't it coming from several sources then? Instead of one source, why not several sources?
That he has no intelligence. That the government has so many departments. But the original is the king. The department are only facilities for function. But the origin is the king, God. Because there is a department, there is no king. This is rascal. They are rascals. Simply rascals. There is no solid argument against it.
They say there is no God. Sometimes we say, how do you know?
We say that there is a creator and there is God. My experience we see that there is a creator and God made the supreme creator. Yes.
The human being science.
Human being
science.
Yes. Science is correct as far as it is practical. Science means practical. And so far I know those are students of science. They have to appear for practical examples. Is it not?
Yes.
Simply theoretical knowledge is not science. And so much percentage of oxygen, so much percentage of hydrogen, mixed together and becomes water. And that we have to demonstrate in the laboratory, create water by mixing of oxygen like that. And that is science. But if you simply theorize, and when I say that you now practically prove, you say, wait, millions of years, that is nonsense. That is not science. That is nonsense. Observation and experiment. Simply observing is not science. I am observing this chemical is being combined. then it can be, first of all, observation. But finally, who put into what is called experiment and practical is then it is. They say that life is generated by combination of chemicals. So, now show me by experiment, then it is said. Otherwise it is not. The things are going on like this. They have suggested that life is combination of chemicals. But when you ask them, show it by experiment, they wait for millions. This is not science. This is just chemical. It is just like post-dated chair. If I give you a chair 300 years dated back, will you accept? $1 million, but the date is 23, not 1900, 2300, but 2300. Will you accept that change? I can say, by that time I'll get this money and deposit the bank and take this check. Will you accept it?
Well, it's better to take that check than no check.
A foolish rascal will accept. You are rascal number one. You can accept that check. We are not. This proves that you are rascal number one. It is better to have a check. It is better to have a quart. Let's see, this rascal. They prefer to be cheated. This is the way. Therefore, these rascals get grounded. Because there are so many fools under them. They will accept this thing. And they are born sitting post-dated.
The scientists are saying, we are going to find out.
That is post-dated check that I am explaining. Why didn't you understand it?
But the religionists, they say, we don't know.
No, you do not say about religion. You are talking of science. It will take 3 millions of years to understand religion for these rascals. They are now animals. Religion is not so easy thing to be understood by cats and dogs. Religion is meant for the human being. In the human society there is religion. Not in the society of the cats and dogs. They do not understand religion means they are cats and dogs. They are not human beings. Human being is that, Asadu Brahma Vidyala, to inquire of the nature of God. But that is who is. Other is cats and dogs.
So why we are so involved with the material world that most of the human beings don't have?
We are being misled by misleaders. That is the debate.
Yes, but why God I don't know, but why they don't see? We don't see.
But they see, they are suffering, but they have no eyes to see. They are being slapped both ways and kicked to the tool, but they have no eyes to see. Why not? Then they have so much trouble. So many problems that you cannot drive even on the street. We wanted to see some house because the street is so congested we had to wait 3 days.
Yes.
And still I am thinking that I am making progress. This is rascal.
Yes, that's right. But,
not yet. First of all, understand your rascal. You have created such a situation that to go to a place 2 miles away from my place, I have to wait for 2 days. And we are taking it as progress. This is a skill. But what is inconvenient, we are taking it as problem. To go to a place 2 miles away, it takes 10 minutes, or say 20 minutes. Now we have to wait 2 days. I'm not taking it as problem. This is called Maya. Maya means what is not. It is not progress, but you are taking as problem. Degrees we are taking as problem. This is karma. What do you say, Nandanan?
I think her question is this God's plan or our plan?
It is not God's plan. It is your plan. Whatever you make, it will cause inconvenience. And if you follow God's plan, it will make progress. Bhagavad Gita, it is said by Krishna that you make motor cars like this. Yes, never say.
They get a bit confused because God has to display. That man last night was saying not even the blooded grass can move without God's sanction. So yes. They think because God sanctions.
That is how so many times explained. Just like a child wants to do something. That father says, don't do it. I've said several times. Reluctantly, all right. I've given this example of my practical experience in 1925 or 26, when my son was 2 years old. There was a table back. I would like to touch it. I said, no, don't touch it. There's that. So, but it's a child, it again tried to touch it. So there was a friend, he said, just slow the speed and let him touch. So I did it, slow the speed, and he touched the tongue. Then he will not touch. You see? So this sanction was given touching, reluctant. Now he gets experience. When I ask him, touch again? No. So this sanction. So all of us who have come to this material world, it is like that. Reluctant. Therefore God comes again to inform this rascal that now you have tried so much. Better give up, please come to me again. Sanction was given, certainly. And he has experience, very bitter, but he still given. This is all. Dog's mentality. The father has come personally. Now we have experimented everything. One rope, gang, rope, this, that, all nonsense. Now I say, it is said, most confidence, sarva-bhuyato. They better give up this job. Surrender to me, come back. So sanction was there, certainly. Without sanction they cannot be. God created this. That is sanction. He wanted material world to enjoy. All right, do it. Here is material world. much petrol as you like motor car, and create accident. Go, wow. But now I'm giving you good advice. Let's give up this business. Come back to me. This is reluctant. The same example. I did not like that child to touch his father, but he would insist. Only make an experiment. And when he got the experience, next I asked him, now do it? No. This is good. The sanction, without sanction, there is no possibility. Hatta smriti jnana mabhuvaya. That is matta from me. But he is insisting. So therefore sanction, all I let me experience. That independence God never touched. He has got independence. Yate chasita bhakti. So he is creating problem. Still, Krishna coming. Then you have created simply problems. What you have gained? Better give up with all nonsense. Come. This is that instruction. Those are intelligent, they are taking up. And those that still remain, that's them, they are going on. That is our choice. If you want to be intelligent, to ask him. Practically, what we have gained by this so-called material advancement? You create a problem, different problem, that's all. But still, we think there are these problems. And this is without God's sanction, he cannot do anything. That's a fact. But what kind of sanction it is, that you have promised. God is creator, God is giving, sanction giving, everything is God. Otherwise, how is God? But he has to do. There's a story like that, that the thief is praying to God, my Lord, give me the chance, I can make some stealing in that house. And the house owner also praying to God, my Lord, please save my house, my things may not be stolen. Now God has to adjust. God has to please the thief and the house owner. And both are going to pray. So God has so intelligence, he can do it. He can give the sanction to the thief and he can give protection to the household. That is God's goodness. Both are in prayer. Pray, give me the blessing. And Ishara Sarvabhutara Vidyesha Kutis. And he is situated in everyone's heart. And there are so many petitions. And he has to deal with it. And that is God.
But then sometimes things happen, people don't want to happen. Sometimes
that is their business. They want and they don't want, that's all. Two business. Because their mind is not fixed up. They have got two business. Don't do it, do it. There is no third business. Two things. Do it, don't do it. Sometimes we accept it, do it, and again reject it. No, don't do it. This is it. This is material world. Do it and don't do it. And things are becoming implicated. Sankalpa-vikalpa. has the pigsty. It's mine. I have done so much, don't do it and do it. Now I shall decide to do only what Krishna says. Then you may. I shall give up this business, don't do it and do it. And I simply do what Krishna says. Very same as well. Yes. Now I do. What you say, I do. Then you may. Otherwise, you continue. Don't do it and do it. Don't do it. And Krishna will give you that, then. Do it. And don't do it. Unless it comes to this original consciousness. Krishna has to give you thanks, then. Yes, do it. Yes, do not do it. What can be done? But he says, they give up this business, don't do it and do it. Simply do what I say. Then you do it. Unless we agree to that point, we have to continue this material life, life after life, and suffer. Material body needs suffering. Either you get human body or animal body, or tree's body, or any body, suffering. Asadu manne jato atmano yam asanna pi klesa dayasa deha Parabhavasavasamodhijato javannadikya satyavakotvattva. So long one does not inquire about his spiritual position, he'll have to accept this material body and suffer. This is the law of nature. Therefore, our business is how to stop accepting this material. That is our business. Takta deham punarjanma iti mami. That is it. How to stop accepting this material? So that is bhakti. Karma gyan jo, you have to accept material body. Meaning better body. Better or bad, worse, whatever body you accept, you have to suffer.
Some call the vikalpas there as long as we have our independence, though. Even as devotees, that accepting and rejecting, that is there even in devotees.
A devotee is, because a non-devotee has become a devotee. He is practicing how to simply accept Krishna's order. But by his previous habit, he is still engaged in doing and doing. That is his previous life. Just like this fan is running, you take out the switch, the current is stopped, but it's still running. At least 3-4 rounds. Similarly, if you have taken to the consciousness, your that current of do it or do not is stopped. Because you have agreed to do only what Krishna says. If you have actually decided life, then you are free. There is no more current to do it or not do it. But because you are habituated in your past life to this do-it-yourself. Sometimes it is found. But that is, therefore Krishna said, apide-sugura-chara bhajate-mahavaranyo sadhu-devasa sasad-bhavati-dharma. He has got little practice of this nonsense here. But if he sticks to Krishna consciousness, everything is talked. That is the only remedy. So, devotee means he has taken vow before the spiritual master, before the power, before if he sticks to his principle, then he is free. Even though some bad habits come due to his past behavior, that will be stopped. But he must stick. That must continue. His consciousness must continue. Everything will be correct. And if there is slackness in Krishna consciousness, then again you will. That I was telling this morning, that if you have determination, Maya will be put forward, so many impediments. And with all sufferings, if we remain determined in Krishna consciousness, then life will be. If man is habituated to smoke, yes, given up, has promised no more smoking, just like our student. Now he is put among some friends that are smoking, but he has bad habit. He is thinking, why not smoke? And if his friends offer, then just back, who is going to see your spiritual partner? Yes? That is possible. But if he comes to his sense again, no, what have I done? If he depends, I promised it. Before my spiritual master, before Lord, before Father, I am doing this. That repentance will help. And if he thinks that I am doing it, my spiritual master is not here, let me continue. Then he speaks. Then he speaks. If he repents for the wrong he has done, then he is excused. Otherwise, he is.
Is there any limit to the number of chances that he has? Is there any limit to the number of chances?
Yes, there is limit once, twice, thrice. If you make four times, then he is extricated. Get out. That's cheating.
But Srila Prabhupada, aren't there fallen, sinful people who are still...
Fallen, sinful people, if you want to remain fallen, sinful, then who can help you? It is up to you. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekam sarvam. And if you want to remain fallen, no, I do it, go on. Then remain. What is the objection of Krishna? Go on. You are suffering, go on suffering. I give you the suggestion, you do it. If you do it, you become free. But if you want to continue, continue, it is your business. Go on suffering. Why you make Krishna responsible? You are responsible for your own activity.
You say if someone has no shame,
yes, shameless. Dukan kata in Bengali it is called. So, if you want to continue, then continue. The facility is already given, the material world is there. You go on, continue. But if you want to stop it, if you have conscious of the material position, dukkhāna vasāsatam, then you have to stop it. Krishna is giving them very pena, yathecha chitta sadhana. But very glad you can do. If you like to suffer, go on suffering. Who can see? It is your business.
Unless one is getting Krishna's instruction, he is forced to go on.
Yes, Maya is there. Maybe this I don't know. You cannot do anything without knowledge of Krishna. Krishna is there. Maya is there. They take care. Krishna's agent Maya will take care of you. You have to be taken care, either by Maya or by Krishna. If you agree to be taken care by Krishna, then you are happy. And if you don't agree, you will be taken care by Maya, the God's away. In either case, you are not independent. Maybe Jay Jagannath will know Maya. I know that much.
What's that?
It is the last part. Yesterday,
I know which one it is. The one about now do as you wish.
Yes.
That liberty is always there.
Iti te gyan,
iti te gyanam,
guya guya taram maya, vimrish yaita asheshana, iti chasi tatakuru. This I've explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
It is your business. To deliver it, all the points I have told you. Now if you like, you surrender unto me. If you don't like, you do whatever. Get a chance to talk to. This is God. He doesn't touch any of liberty. He little liberty given to you. Doesn't touch. He gives you the right information, right instruction. Now you idam te gyanam.
Iti te
gyanam
akhyatam.
Akhyatam.
Guya guya taram maya.
Guya guya taram maya.
Vimrishya ita.
Vimrishya. Now you think of it. Not that blindly accept. You consider, make your deliberation, and then do whatever you like. This period I will give, what is wrong there? If you take jnanam akhyatam, I will explain to you all kinds of different types of knowledge, and ultimately, guhyatanam, the most confidence and knowledge I have spoken to you, that you surrender to me. Now you deliver it on this part very nicely, and then brimisha, then after full consideration, do whatever you want. It's everything up to you. There's no force. If you want to remain in this material world, remain here, suffer life after life. Otherwise, come to me. That is your choice. Yudgatyana nivartyante tad dhamam paramam. Mamupita kaunti ya dukkhara masasi. Tam nātmi vanti mahāpa. Samsi ding parama. Everything is there. He said very emphatically, Bhimisha, just judge deliberately, consider by full consideration, then desire. You are quite at liberty, do whatever you like. I have spoken everything. This is your position, this is God's position. There is no force. God can force, and there is no force.
Professor, that deliberation means to study your works.
Everyone has got deliberating power. If you go to purchase 1 2-cent worth of lozenges, you still see three qualities of it. What is this? What quality? 2 cents. But still you see which one is better, which one is better. That power is there.
You say here in the purport, before surrendering, one is free to deliberate on this subject as far as the intelligence goes.
Yes. You have got your intelligence. God has given you intelligence. Now you deliver it. But if you, a devotee, without using my intelligence, I surrender. Vasudeva Sarvam Samahatma immediately becomes the greatest Mahatma. If you simply believe in Krishna, what my nonsense intelligence? What Krishna says, I shall do. And if you think still that I am more intelligent than Krishna, let me tell you, I can continue. Then you remain this guy. You cannot be more intelligent than Krishna. He says, I was a man for the future. You take it. That is real intelligence. That is real intelligence. Just like obedience, sir. My father says to do it. All that I should take it. Although it does not appeal to me. That is good, sir. Natural guardian, father. If son understands, mother, my father or mother, whatever they will say, it is surely for my good. They cannot be cheated. The intelligent son will tell, yes, my father says, I do it. That's all. Never mind, it does not appeal to you. That is real intelligence. Because I am immature. My father knows my good. He says, my dear son, do it. It will be nice. I will do it. That's all. Without any argument. And that is it. That is real intent. But the father gives the freedom that will deliver it. But it is my duty. When father says, what is the deliverance? I'll accept. And that is it. And if you do not do it, then you come to that formula. Namāgatuskidunamūrāprapadhyante-nāhā. What of her? But the rest and duskidunamūrā-nurādhāvā will not do it. Then suffer. Go on, continue, suffer. And you will not do it. All right, go on. In next life he becomes dog. The ear is there, but he will not be able to hear what Krishna says. Finish. That chance is finished. This is going. The dog has ear, big ear, bigger than me. But he cannot hear what Krishna is saying. That is not good. This life I've got this year, I can hear. If I don't take chance, then how much foolish I am. Next life, tatha dehantara pratyaya, I'll get next life, next birth. Now, it is not necessarily that I'll get the next life also same year. No. The year may be different. The eyes may be different. The eyes are there, ears are there, nose are, but it is different. So long we have got these eyes, these ears, these nose, utilize the problem. That is Krishna Kama. Janame janame sabe pitamata paaye, Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo diye. Every birth will get a father mother. Because without father mother there is no question of birth. But not in every birth you will get Krishna and Guru. That is in this world. Birth he can have. But to have Krishna and Guru, that is this world. So utilize this world. Proper. Janame janame sabe pitamata paaye. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo. Very nice. That chance we will not get. You will get body, you will get eyes, you will get ear, you will get father, you will get mother, you will get food, you will get sex, you will get defense, everything you will get. Tatha dehantara. But not this chance. Krishna Guru nahi. You will not get Krishna and Guru. This is Guru. How nice Maharshi is. Everything you will get. But you will not get this. How nice it is. Tatha dehantara prapti. Another body you'll get, another body you'll get, means you'll get all bodily facilities. There is no scarcity between this body and that. But only scarcity is that in other body you'll not get Krishna and Guru. You have to remember.
It's stated in Bhagavatam, once in every structure of the universe, that every living entity gets opportunity to have Guru and Krishna in very, very nice situation.
Yes.
Gets that opportunity.
That I'm speaking. That this is the only chance of Krishna Guru. And if he neglects this chance, then kanuhani satodika. What is the loss more than that? We are thinking, calculating loss and gain. Just imagine what is the loss by misusing the human form. to spoil this life under the influence of misleaders, you can do it. But if you prefer to take the sense of following leadership of Krishna, then Mavekam Sarvam, that is my leadership. Mavekam, Ekam. Then your life is successful. Aham prasarva papi bhama kushare, and you will protection. That's all respect. See, we don't take this opportunity, then we are cutting our own throat. Do it, you can do it. Who can save you?
You said it's like two airplanes. If the airplane is in trouble, no other airplane can help. You said it's like
God can help. Other aeroplane can help. If God likes, you can save.
You were saying that if one is intelligent, he can just accept the Father's instruction and he knows it will be good. But most people have such a bad experience that every time they've accepted instruction, they've just been cheated, that they're a little slow to...
What is it?
What's the
matter? Is it cheating?
Yeah. Just, you were saying that by intelligence, one can just accept what the Father says will be good for him and he will do it. But most people have such a bad experience in the material world, they get cheated so often.
That is his misfortune, if the Father is cheating him. So, that means he is most unfortunate. Father is not expected to cheat the son. But if he is cheated by the Father, then he must accept himself as the most unfortunate creature in the world. Then there is no help. Because he is so unfortunate that he is under the care of a cheated father. Then what can be done? Nobody expects that father will cheat. And nowadays it is coming. Mother is cheating, mother is killing, father is cheating. Then this is Kali Yuga.
Srila Prabhupada, it seems as though in the modern scientific idea, or not so-called scientific idea, is that everyone should have his own individual intelligence, develop himself.
That Krishna should be allowing. Yate chasi tatha kuru. Deliver it. Krishna is giving you. Krishna is accepting that you have got your own intelligence.
But I mean rebelliousness.
Huh?
Everyone should...
So whatever you like, you can do. Krishna says that you have got an intelligence. You consider. I have spoken to you. Now use your intelligence and do whatever you like. Krishna does not deny your intelligence.
But, I mean...
There is no meaning. You have got your intelligence.
The training is not...
That is a training. You take Krishna's training. If you don't take, then you remain in your own training. Krishna is training you. He said, but if you don't take his training, then you remain in your own training. Who objects? You remain a rascal. Who objects? Continue to be a rascal. What can be done? That dachet-sachita thakuru is already said. You use your intelligence. If you prefer to remain rascal, remain. Krishna does not say that, don't use the intelligence. What does he say? But if you are actually intelligent, they will think that who can be more intelligent than Krishna? Let me take him. That is real intelligence. Why shall I use my teeny intelligence? And that is real intelligence.
Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, and Arjuna had real intelligence. But nowadays, if someone tries to consider Krishna's instructions and deliberate fully and make some decision, he always makes the wrong decision.
No, that's what he has to accept, spiritual master, to guide him. Just like he simply by reading book, you do not become educated. You go to school and read before the teacher. Then you will understand. You cannot become a medical man by purchasing books from the market and reading at home. You must go to the medical college. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vivacche. Not only reading, but you go to the person who is actually realizing. Tadvidhi panipatena parivrishnena seva. Everything is there. You cannot understand individually. That is not possible. If you are extraordinarily intelligent, you can do that. That is exception. But ordinarily, it is not possible. Therefore, the spiritual master is there, he will guide you. Any intelligent man, Bhagavad Gita is perfect. There is no doubt. But unfortunately, most men are rascals. That is the perfectionist. There is no doubt about it. How can it be love? God is speaking personally.
I met a man on the plane coming here just recently, Prabhupada. He had translated Bhagavad Gita into Farsi, into this Persian language. And I invited him to come here. But he is not coming. He's afraid to meet you, I'm sure. And I told him he was smoking cigarettes and he was purchasing liquor on the plane. And I said, why are you doing
this? Your duty and done, that's all.
I said, why are you doing this? Krishna asked for controlled senses. If you know Krishna, then you have no difficulty. You don't need
it. In the beginning, you could say, they are not here.
with your salt.
Try to beat a little bit more. If that hot for that, then take off.
I'm not from the south.
I'm from Calcutta. Well, West of India, no? Calcutta is east here. Nowadays, Naxalites are coming. When is the time? Kalilu.
His father was attached to British in India. He traveled in India during his boyhood in South India, playing symphony.
In my young age, I have one Afghan friend. He belonged to the royal family. What is the king? Some of their brothers were banished in India.
Some Afghan rulers came in the beginning, so...
Yes. So, the family was staying in Allahabad. His name was Sher Afghan, like that.
That's right.
Yes. So, you and my friend were coming, we were talking. Amanullah Khan, his brother.
Yes. I see, I'm Amanullah Khan's brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belongs to the royal family.
That's right. That must be before 1936 or...
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm talking this between 1925 to 30.
Yeah, that's right.
So, the Sher Khan was coming to me and we were talking. I think at that time Afghanistan was under British influence? No.
No. We had only one war. We had only one war. That's about, about 70 years ago. And they entered and they captured Kabul. but the whole brigade was whipped up. This was the time of King Churchill, was the only one who escaped with some his troops. And that was the end of it. They never controlled to Afghanistan. Probably it wasn't worth it. It was too risky for them.
Yeah.
This Afghanistan, when there were Hindu this Kandahar, the king of Kandahar, his daughter was married to the Pandavas, Gandhari. Gandhari. See, Gandhari was the daughter of Kandahar king. Mm-hmm. Kandahari is still there?
There are quite a number of Hindus actually in Kandahar.
There are Hindus?
Oh yes. Most of the business shops are controlled by Hindus. Also in the schools as well, lots of teacher and education is managed by Hindus. But they are for years, I think. They almost have barns. They for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Once a year or twice a year?
Yes, I have gone around the world 15 times within 10 years. Naturally, more than once in a year. And we have got branches all over the world.
Increasing, particularly in Germany and England, I suppose the same as America as well.
Yes, in America we have about 40 branches. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is simple. We educate people to understand that there is God.
Of course.
This is a godless civilization.
Of course.
So we say that there is God. Try to understand and love Him. That's all. This is your thing. Then you will be happy. And so long, do not love God, you simply love dog in 11 years. That is all. You have diverted your loving spirit to the dog, you change it. Instead of loving dog, you love God. Then dog will be loved and everyone will be loved. If you simply love dog, then your love will be simply in dog. But if you love God, then you love God and dog also. Just like you are eating. So the eatable is going to the stomach. If you distribute this eatable to the eyes, to the ears, to the nose, and there are 9 holes, it will be uselessly spoiled. And if you give this food to the stomach, the energy will be immediately distributed to the ears, to the eyes, to the nose, to the ears. Similarly, you have got a propensity to love. You love God. Your love will be distributed. And if you pinch your love to the dog, then it will be uselessly spoiled. That is why. They have manufactured love for country, for these, that, all the things. But without love of God, therefore the disturbance is going on. However big nationalist you may be, you cannot make happy anyone. That is not possible. Take, for example, our Mahatma Gandhi. He is recognized nationalist, but he was killed by his country. That's a fact. That means he could not make happy anyone. So, we have got some loving propensity. If we love, that is our natural position, if we love God, then our love for others will automatically be done. And on account of loving God, our life will be perfect. What do you think of this level?
Sorry,
what do you think of this philosophy?
I think it's a supreme philosophy.
Yes.
It is basic philosophy which has been spoken and unfortunately no practice, but
yes.
It's a very good thought.
So you are reaching that.
To reject it again and revive
yes.
it.
Love God.
That's right.
Prema Pumartha Maha, love of God is the highest perfection of life. This is our experience.